What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Radar, thank you for bringing on one of your players here from your softball team, because we want to do old school versus new cool.
Welcome to the show, Tosa East High School softball catcher, Zalia is in the house.
Yay!
Zay, what are you up to today?
I'm camping right now.
What's up? All right, girl.
Thanks for being available for us. Let's go. Let's go with this.
Yeah. When your coach calls, you have to kind of answer the call, right, Zalia?
That's right.
Yeah.
Did you hear that? Yeah.
I know, it's early, it's summer break. Okay, right. Zalia, so we're trying to figure out here what some of these new slang terms actually mean, and we're going to give you some of the slang terms we used to say back in the day when we were your age. So give us what is something that you say often, and you can help us kind of figure out what the heck it means. We're going to guess if we understand it.
Do you know what, like, cap or no cap is?
Okay, cap or no cap.
Heard that. Yep.
I have heard this. I know my son has said this to his friends, and
Elizabeth?
I know it's not a baseball hat coming on or off, but I feel like, think of your cap locks on your computer. If you hit caps, it means in all caps.
Oh,
it's
gosh.
Something you're really enunciating, and I think it means, like, cap means, heck yeah, we're excited, yeah. We are on, and no cap means we're not.
Zalia, I'm embarrassed for her.
What?
Because I think I know what this is, but go ahead and tell everybody.
What?
Is that right?
No.
What? And not even close? What does cap or no cap mean?
It's like lying, or like cap would be a lie, and then like no cap would be like,
you're not lying.
You're not lying. So like, yeah. When I just asked you, what are you doing? You said you're camping. I could have said no cap. Like,
yeah.
Like, you're not lying. Okay.
Oh,
see, I'm learning.
Okay.
I'm learning from these girls
okay.
on the softball team.
All right, Zalia. Like. So here's one that we used to say back in the day. What do you think this means when we say don't have a cow?
Like, don't make it a big deal.
You're right.
Whoa,
you got it.
You're on that.
Don't
one.
Have a cow, man.
Right.
Think about right. Bart Simpson. All right, this is old school versus new cool. Zalia, what's another slang term that you say that we can try to figure out if we understand it or not?
I think, like, Riz,
which I often think of Rizzo from Grease, the movie,
no.
But I'm sure that's not what it is.
I asked some adults at Summerfest when they were out there with their kids about this. So, Elizabeth,
doesn't Riz mean it's short for charisma? So you're not, like, you need to have charisma, you need to have Riz, you want to be full of Riz?
Zalia?
Yeah.
Woo! Oh, wait a minute. Did you hear her though? She was like, yeah. It's almost like, I'll give it to you. But she's close, right? Is she on or whatever?
Yeah, it's like short for charisma, but
okay.
It's like used more like to like riz someone up. You're like being like flirty with them almost.
Oh, you riz somebody up.
Riz them up.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Like let's see, Zalia. This is Radar's, one of his softball players, the catcher there for Tosa East.
Catcher on the varsity team for Tosa East. You got it.
Charlize Theron was just talking in an interview of how her kids don't want her to say slang, and they think she's ridiculous when she tries to say it. So we're trying to understand it. All right, let's take you to our world and our slang.
Are you ready for this one?
What does it mean if someone says no diggity?
Can you repeat that?
What if somebody says no diggity?
I don't even know.
What do you think no diggity means? This is from the 90s. If I, like, just take a guess. What does it sound like if I said no diggity?
Like no duh.
No doubt, girl. You got it. No diggity. No doubt.
Yes, no doubt. Very good.
Okay, give us another one of your slang terms. Old school versus new cool.
Oh, like mid?
Mid. Mid-range. Middle of the road. Mid?
So, I've heard you all say that on the team, too. Oh, yeah, he's so mid. And I'm like, what do you mean mid?
I was just going to say, can you use it in a sentence? So mid means like mid-grade, like not the best, but not the worst.
These are the convos that I hear, yeah, at practice.
Is that what mid means?
In high school.
Yeah, it's like just like not good, but not bad. It's kind of just used as an insult almost. Like
you're average.
You don't want to be mid.
Yeah.
You don't want to be mid.
Okay, so wait, what's...
No, don't want to be mid.
Okay, so low-key, what do you want to be?
Oh, listen to you.
You just don't want to be mid.
Do you want to be sus? That's another one I've heard you girls say.
Oh, that one, I don't use that one very much. I think that's more like younger.
It's even younger than high school. Sus. All right.
Yeah. Okay, so one more here, old school versus new cool with Zalia. Zalia, how old are you?
16.
All right. Well, you've nailed all of our old school slang we used to say. What does it mean if somebody says tubular?
Isn't that like cool?
Are you a fan of Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles?
You must be, because you're totally tubular.
You're totally tubular. You are not mid, but you've got the riz. No cap. Did I say it right?
See,
I know. Zalia, I know you want to cringe, but did I say it right? Did I?
Yeah.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework. Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.